With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to a dollar per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into a new episode. Advice from a fuckboy, favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. Dallas Dam Sugar, a.k.a. People's Champion, a.k.a. Hardest Working Man in Show Business, a.k.a. Mr. Herm's son. Who else is here?
Shit, that's hard to follow, man. What's up? This your boy, Lou G, man. A.K.A. Usain Bolt. A.K.A. Reverend Lou, man. What's going on, man?
He's back.
Yes, sir.
He's back.
Yes, sir.
If y'all,
catch your breath, brother.
Take we old as shit. We over here dancing and shit in the, my edible kicked in. And Lou just in a good fucking mood. I'm Hell not gonna yeah. say why, but he's right. in a good mood.
Right.
And we was dancing and we out of breath.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't wanna do this podcast.
Hey.
But we gonna do it anyway. Here we go. First things first. First things first, ladies and gentlemen. You already know we gonna plug the shows. Valentine's Day. All right, Lou, you gonna be with me. You're not my Valentine. I'm not your
no.
Valentine. You got one. I got one.
Facts.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, Valentine's Day. Excuse me, I burped. Let me say it again.
All right.
Valentine's Day.
Burpee.
Valentine's Day. Hollywood Improv, 9:30 p.m. The wristbands will be in effect. Red wristband means you in a relationship. Yellow wristband means it's complicated. Blue wristband means you're single. Green wristband, ha-ha, you know what time it is. You know what time it is.
You already know.
You know what time it is.
Like
I'm going to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day, 9:30, tickets is $15. Hollywood Improv, that's Los Angeles, here on Melrose. Again, if you didn't know, now you know. Don't tell me you don't know.
Right.
Don't tell me you didn't hear about it. Listen, open your fucking ears, B. I'm sorry, that was rude and aggressive.
No, you need to be aggressive.
I'm sorry, that was
don't
rude,
be listening.
Man. Just come to the show, man.
Right.
It's in the small room, too, so it's going to sell out.
Right.
It's going to sell out.
It's definitely going to sell out. And don't be asking me and Clint what color our wristbands is.
Yeah.
All right,
they red.
Yeah.
Means we off limits.
Yes.
And they red, don't matter. It's red.
Yes.
Stop. Leave me alone. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not that kind of guy. Anyway, let's keep going. He's like, I'm not that kind
yeah,
of guy.
Yeah, like,
I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not that kind of guy. You can't sleep with me on the first date. My name is Clinton Coley, and I'm not going to get raped. Now, that didn't make no sense. I'm sorry. I'm not joking. My bad.
Oh, man. Hey, I might need one of them episodes. I like it.
My bad.
Nah, you good.
We clowning this episode. And nigga, also San Diego, we coming.
Yes.
I'm letting San Diego know. San Diego, 5 shows, Comedy Store in San Diego. I said San Diego a million times. Let's try this again. San Diego, we at the Comedy Store, all right?
Yes.
We at the Comedy Store down there. 5 shows, February 18th to the 20th. Get your tickets. Me, my guy, Lou G, all right? Anyway, all right, Lou, let's get to the topic.
Let's do it.
Lou, I want to applaud one of my good women friends.
Okay.
I'm not going to say who she is.
Okay.
She will remain anonymous. I don't have to say it like that. She'll remain anonymous.
Right.
I want to applaud my friend. Here's why I want to applaud my friend. Because she is dating correctly. She is dating the right way.
Okay.
She is clear about what she wants. She communicates with these niggas. And I'm realizing, wow, I saw her. And I'm like, you're in a good mood. You know why? Because she's getting good dick.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because she's requesting good dick.
Okay.
Let's give you the scenario.
Please.
She tells me this story about how, you know, this guy she was dating, they had sex a couple of times. He didn't eat no pussy.
Okay.
Now, she didn't know if he just didn't eat pussy.
Right.
Or if it was just a situation where, you know, she didn't know.
Right.
But he didn't eat no pussy.
Okay.
And he called her up one night and says, yo, I'm trying to come over.
Sing it.
You on your life. Hey, I want to come over. I want to come over. Anyway, that's Van Jess, man, by the way, y'all.
Yes.
He wanted to come over.
Okay.
He hit her on her line. He says, yo, I want to come over. She says, and I quote, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't mind having sex with you.
Okay.
But if you coming over here and you not eating pussy and you not trying to cuddle, go home.
Respect.
Or stay home.
Respect.
And she didn't say it like that, but very communicated in a firm way where he understood, hey man, you eating pussy tonight. All that bullshit you was doing before, you're not coming over here with that energy tonight.
Right.
Ladies, I'm going to say this. I expect y'all to start doing this from now on. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm not dating, but hear me out.
Okay.
It's almost like I'm doubling down on getting my boobs sucked. All right? If ladies, if you ain't sucking boobs, you ain't down with me. Right?
Okay.
I'm too old to be having sex with I'm too old to be having sex I don't like.
Facts.
If my lady's not sucking my boobs, bye.
Goodbye. Good
That's a requirement for me sexually.
Facts.
Ladies, you over here telling niggas you gotta eat pussy, you gotta suck my boobs too.
You heard him.
You gotta do it. I'm not inviting women to suck my boobs, by the way. I don't.
Right.
These are taking boobs.
Right. For the lady whose boobs he's talking to, he's talking to you.
Let's be real. All jokes aside. She communicated with him firmly and said, yo, I don't mind having sex tonight, but listen, if you coming over here and you don't want to cuddle and you don't want to eat pussy, you might as well stay home. That is communicating clearly and respectfully exactly what you want. They already had a sexual relationship. She felt like she was comfortable enough to say that to him, and she wasn't in the mood just for penetration. She wanted to get her vagina ate. She wanted to put her hands behind his head. Also, that's a requirement too, but we won't go there. With that being said, she wanted to cuddle afterwards. That's nothing wrong with saying what you want up front.
Nothing.
And if you don't want to do that, then what? That's dating correctly.
1,000%.
That's dating the right way. That's how, like, you know, in training day, he was like, that's how you shoot.
Yes.
Nigga, that's how you date.
Yes.
That's how you date. Talk to me, Luke.
No, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I saw nothing wrong with that scenario that situation that you just shared with everybody, man. Like, she was straight up. She said what she wanted. And both of them had a choice.
That's the thing, Lou.
Yep.
Say that one more time.
Both of them had a choice. All right. First of all, she had the choice to allow for him to come over to the crib and allow for him access to her body.
Are you talking to me?
Okay.
You talking to the camera the whole time.
Oh, my bad. All right, man.
Talk to me.
All right, my bad, my brother.
Talk to me.
Excuse me. Yeah, let me talk to him.
Talk to the camera, man.
All right.
Talk to me.
First and foremost, she made the choice.
That's what I require on this podcast.
My bad. He requested, and that was effective communication. He requires me to talk directly to him.
I require you to look, motherfucker, look me in my...
All right, so she made the choice to be like, hey, yes, it's cool for you to come over and have access to me,
Intimate access.
Yes, intimate access. He's now able to make his own choice based off of the, you know, off what she communicated to say, like, hey, all right, she said I can come over here, but there's some rules I need to follow. To be eating some box and cuddling.
I'm going
to
be eating some box.
And cuddling.
Here's the thing, y'all. And this is where I really want to hone in on talking about dating the right way. Like, again, to reiterate, She had already had previous, she has previous sexual relationships with this guy. And that night in particular, she wasn't with the bullshit.
Right.
And my thing is that actually, that helps your sex life.
Yes.
You know, you got, and fellas, we got to be, as men, we can't take that personally. If you don't want to eat pussy, dog, that, then that's it. You got to understand, like, here's the thing, yo. What you not doing, somebody else is doing.
Yes.
And that's with anything, whether it be sex,
yep,
whether it be money, whether it be emotional, mental,
yep,
what you don't want to do. So think about it. She your sneaky link, or she, not even sneaky link. We grown.
Right.
We
ain't talking
like
that.
Man, I'm a grown ass man.
It's some grown ups with some sneaky links, sneak, but I feel
no, you. Ain't no, yeah, you, no, first of all, we too old for that shit. All right, we ain't sneaking. You like me, I like you. We fucking, we out with that. Yeah. We, I'm not saying we in public like Whitney and Bobby.
Right.
Goddamn it.
Right.
But goddamn it, yo. Like I'm not. Yeah, nigga, I'm yeah. Mean that ass. I want. Yeah. I'm not putting on a hoodie. Come over. No. I'm, nigga, this is me.
It ain't. You know, I'm not the. It's nigga. It's me.
Nigga, it's me. Nah.
Yeah. You know who it is. I'm dressed in all black. I'm coming at nighttime.
Like, you think this the only motherfucker? No, but
dressed in all black. Okay, my bad. Yeah.
It's all good. No, but it's just like that's like. Here's the thing. Like you don't like again. So yeah, if you don't eat pussy.
Yeah.
You gotta understand that comes with some ramifications.
Yes.
And I don't mean like that. I don't mean that in the sense of like, you know, you gonna be punished for it. There's some women that don't require that. There's some women that don't need that. I don't know if they make them in 2022, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah, I don't think they would make women who don't want they. Women be wanting they pussy at like 13, yo. I'll be here. I mean, not me. I'm,
no, like, I know what you're saying.
Stories.
Yeah.
I'm about to say
no,
that.
You was making it weird when you was stop it.
Yeah.
But
because I mean,
going.
When I said I'll be hearing, it makes me sound like I'll be eased.
Yeah. We
man,
know you're not.
Man.
Yeah, we know you're not out here. Yeah,
fuck
on some
y'all,
bullshit.
Man. Fuck y'all.
Tell
man.
Us your story. Man. Tell
all
us.
I'm saying.
Tell us your story. Say how you want to say it, my brother.
My share bad, man. All I'm saying is. I think that we're like this whole notion of, you know, we gotta be quiet about what we want is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just a way to say it. That's the problem. You niggas ain't tactful. You can tell women like, yo, like I need head. You don't gotta say I need my dick sucked.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like that's what I'm, you see what I'm saying? Like there's a big difference between that. Think about that, right? Y'all having a sex conversation, you talk about what's a requirement for you, she talks about what's a requirement for her, and you like, I need my dick sucked. Like, just say I need head.
Yes.
I need oral. I need,
yes.
Like, y'all don't know how to talk.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that you, like, hey, listen, every woman.
Every day when you log into ChumbaCasino.com, the ultimate online social casino, you get a free daily bonus. Imagine if you got daily bonuses in other parts of your life.
I chose French fries over loaded French fries.
I asked Stuart from accounting about his weekend, even though I don't care.
I updated my operating system without having to call tech support.
Collect your free daily bonus at ChumbaCasino.com now.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba.
And live the Chumba life.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
It's different. Now, again, if that worked, like, it worked for food. He can say that.
Facts. Yeah, Foo can do that.
Foo can say that.
I can't say that.
I need
my dick sucked. Like, shut up, Reverend Lou. You don't even talk like that.
Shut up, Reverend Lou.
But no, for real, I think you made a good point with saying, like, hey, it depends on how you put the message out there. And I think that's with everything, like, how you communicate. But, like, say like a dude is giving his girl head and his girl's like, ugh, I don't like, ugh, no, you don't do it right. Like, now I'll take this shit personal.
I mean, but, you can't, I don't think you should take that personal.
Right, but I think a better way
I'm gonna keep going.
I was just gonna say that a better way to say that is like, hey, do you mind if we try something Can I have you try this instead of doing what you normally do? Like, what you want me to do? Can you do your tongue like that? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, cool. Yeah, let me try it, as opposed to just feeling repulsed and like you don't know what you're doing.
Well,
so.
let me ask you this. Now that you brought up the whole pussy thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not like that. I mean, you know. But let me ask you a question.
Yep.
Let's take that same scenario where girls say, yo, if you're not giving head, don't come over, right?
Right.
What if a girl said to you, you know, if you're not open to learning how to give me head, then I think you should stay home. Because what you've been doing ain't been cutting. What you've been doing
ain't been cutting.
Stop doing the job. Because here's the thing. Like, yo, like, the problem, yo, I'm going to talk about some sex problems with guys later on in this episode. But my thing is, like, what would you say if a girl say that to you?
I'm cool with that. Like, I'm fine with you being like, hey, like,
do this.
Yeah, do this. Like, okay, cool. Because I want to make you feel good. Yeah. I want to make you come. You know what I'm saying?
I
want to
make you climax. So.
That's what I want. I don't like being the only one that shows up to the party. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing worse than... Because here's the thing. When only you come and you don't make it come, you got to finish the job somehow, some way.
You better finish. They're
going to pull out their toy and you got to help them.
Right.
Man, I don't want to be the help. I want to be the reason.
I want to be the reason.
Well, I mean, you know, ain't nothing wrong with the help, though. Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with toys. Fellas, toys is your friend. Not toys in me. Like, this isn't... Like, you can't have... Listen, I'm cool. No, I'm cool with toys in the bed.
Yeah.
Just no toys in me.
Right.
That's all I ask.
I hope not.
Yeah, but you can use a toy on me. You can tickle me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You can't use like a dildo and tickle my nipple.
You want the little feather?
Yo, I kind of...
You kind of want that? That's what you want.
Feather's cool, because that's... Can you imagine? See, that's the thing. Niggas don't want to be giggling in bed. And my lady put some... And women like that when you... Women like when you squirm. Women love when men squirm. That's why women like sucking boobs. That's why women like eating scrotum. That's why women... All that. Because women like seeing men squirm. It turns y'all on, you sick, disgusting, filthy...
They don't turn you on when a woman squirm?
I do, though.
See, that's what I'm saying. You sick, disgusting. We are, too.
Yeah. Because ain't nothing like when a woman say, fuck.
Right. Like,
you put your dick in and she say, fuck.
Or that long, or that...
Yeah, gasp.
You like,
throw the shit.
Yeah, buddy.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Fellas, if your woman don't cuss, go home.
Go home.
If your woman don't... If you put it in and your woman don't cuss, you need to go home.
Or ask what you need to do to make her cuss. Hey, what needs to happen here?
Why you ain't cussing?
Why you?
Because you don't make me cuss. You make me say nice things in bed because your dick is trash. You make me say things like, oh, you're such a nice, sweet man. I can imagine how bland that shit is. You nice, sweet man.
To all the fellas listening to this podcast, I pray to God that you never have to experience hearing that from your sexual...
Because you're not a sweet man. You're an animal, bro.
Yeah.
You're an animal, man. And act like it.
Please.
But don't like act like it. Like, because, you know, animal.
Right. Because
niggas be acting. Niggas do too much.
Don't
be doing too much.
Yeah. Unless your girl's like, do too much, but...
Yeah, shout out to Baltimore. Don't do too much.
Too much.
Doing too much. Never too much. Never too much. Can you imagine if Luther was from Baltimore?
Oh, my God. It's a totally different song.
Too much.
If it was like, never too much.
I never heard Mario say too. He from Baltimore.
I never heard a
friend there. That's
I've
not
heard
a,
just hilarious.
Break my hair. Yeah, but that's different. She,
My
Pinky from Slutty Vegan, she say too.
Yeah, shoot, my homie say it.
Gary, shout out to the old Gary be saying too.
Man, I forgot my man's
Sorry,
name.
Sorry, man, I'm
he's
shitting
comedian,
on Baltimore.
But yeah, he's
right
from
now.
Baltimore.
If you
too,
listen to this in Baltimore, we love you. Right?
Of course, man. I got family out in Baltimore.
Who? Shout him out.
Yeah.
Or are you lying?
Nah, I ain't lying. I just ain't seen him cast in a long time. Shout out to y'all. Oh, my cousin Josh is out there.
Yeah,
we got
Josh.
Some more family. Shout out to Josh.
Nigga, I'm baked. It's like a good episode. We talking some shit.
Yeah, it feels good.
You know what I mean? Like, we not really saying nothing stupid. You know what I mean?
I mean, we two intelligent young men.
You are definitely an intelligent young man, man.
Come on,
black man.
Yeah, come on.
But let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Like, and back to the original topic, which is, that's how you date.
Yeah.
Like, let's hone in on that. Let's talk about that. Like, that is the epitome. Now, she also went into detail about more things about these guys.
Of course.
Okay. About her dating situation.
Okay.
And that lets me know she's really dating for the right reasons. And I do believe that she's going to get what she has coming to her. And what I mean has coming to her, I mean, like, if she wants a husband or a relationship, she's doing it the right way. And she's doing it the organic way.
Good job, Clint.
Good job, Louie. Good job, Lou G. Keep going, Lou G.
Keep going, people's champ.
Keep going. All right.
Healthy.
Wealthy. If you don't know what we're talking about, shut up. Go home. Turn it off. I'm gonna tell because I want them to be fans of Larry June too.
Of course.
I don't want you know what? It's not that I don't want Larry June to get too famous.
Yeah.
It's like I Larry June is for me, dog. Pause. Like, I feel like he make music for me. He talk about living healthy, eating organic, eating oranges, and no stress in your life, and working hard. I relate to that.
That's
what I'm about, Larry. Good job. Good job.
That's right. Shout out to Larry June, man.
Yeah, we didn't have to talk about that on this podcast, but
that's cool.
We'll keep it going. Yeah. We'll keep it going.
That's where it went.
Keep it going. So, a couple other things she told me about how she was dating. She said, and I quote, and she said this was in one night. She said that she had a guy that left her house at like 9 in the morning. She had another guy that wanted to come over at 9 at night. And then had another guy during the day who wanted to take her on a date.
Wow.
Who wanted to take her on a date. Hey, wow. With no fucking.
Okay.
He just liked taking.
Yeah.
You like her?
Just like spending time with her.
That's it.
Okay. I ain't mad at that.
Neither am I. Here's where I say she's dating the right way. Because you could call it what you want, but she's out there exploring her options.
Yeah.
She's out there dating, not with a purpose, but dating to enjoy what the fuck is in front of you.
Absolutely.
Why are y'all not dating, enjoying what the fuck is in front of you?
Yes.
Talk to me, Lou. How do you like?
She's doing exactly what you're supposed to do when you single and you dating. Like, you're supposed to be out here. Like, look, hey, my mama told me you better shop around. Like,
shop. Shop.
She's doing exactly what she's supposed to be doing, and she's being open and honest and communicative about what's going on in her life.
Communicative.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? So there's no reason, if she can do it, there's no reason why you can't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you were single, you know what I'm saying? You, me, that's what you're supposed to do. And then when you're ready to settle down and you find that person that that you're drawn to the most, you know, that makes the most sense for you, then you start to extremely just focus on that individual. But as far as what she's doing, I am completely 100% on board with what she's doing. That's what you're supposed to do.
I think that, and you know, let me ask you this. There's been a time where I would have had a conflicting view. And I would have felt like, that's some whole shit. But it's like, fellas, do we do the same thing?
And
do we do the same thing?
Yes.
And what do we call it?
Shit, we call it being a player. But why? But because that's how society brought us up, that women aren't supposed to be out there exploring. They're supposed to just deal with one man and not deal with multiple guys at one time.
Ladies, it's too many fine niggas out here, right?
Yeah.
For you to be in a situation where you just dating and you got just one option.
Right.
I'm going to be honest with you, ladies. There's too many fine motherfuckers out here. There's too many guys out here got it going on. There's too many guys out here with good jobs who want, like, too many of them for you to be worried about one dude while you're just dating.
Right.
Or while you're just getting to know him. That, to me, that's ludicrous.
Absolutely.
That don't make sense. The math ain't mathing.
It ain't mathing.
Because here's the thing, right? You go on a date and you like, oh, that's him. Or, you know what I'm saying? Now, here's the thing. There's nothing wrong with just saying, you know what? I know what I want. That's what I want.
Absolutely.
I will focus
that's
on that.
That's fine.
But if you go on a date and maybe he don't wow you on the first date, but he does enough to get a second date. He does enough to get a third date. But yet, you over here, and you got another guy, but you know it ain't going nowhere, but you really attract to him. You want to fuck him.
Right.
Who's to say you can't do that?
Shit.
And here's the thing, fellas. Why are we getting mad when we find out?
You shouldn't be, because your ego's bruised.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna be honest about this.
Okay.
When you dating other people, you dating around, like it's you, boom, boom, like you over here, over there, over there, over there. Like if you doing that, just be respectful.
Yeah.
That's all women and men ask. That's all we ask. Just be respectful. You don't gotta answer the phone for another chick in front of the chick.
Right.
You don't have to do that.
You'd be doing too much.
You don't gotta do that. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, you don't gotta, like, we get it. You get bitches. We get it. You get dudes.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Even, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta throw it in my face.
No.
Now, let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt like a woman did throw that in your face and you was like, and what was your move after that?
Luckily, I have not been in that situation where I felt like a woman threw that in my face. And I'm actually glad that I don't have a response to that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what would you do? Let me ask you that. Hello,
it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
I'm the type of person, I never let them see you sweat. So, like, I'm not finna be like, oh, so you talking to niggas in front of me? You talking to niggas if that's what we doing? I'm not gonna do that.
You not that guy?
No.
So
that's what we doing? We talking to other niggas in front of niggas? That's what we doing?
Why? Is that your grown... What is that voice?
That's my aggressive... That's my nick. That's so what we doing,
when you,
voice.
You get into an argument with your lady, like...
That's what we doing? You get mad at niggas for leaving underwear on the floor?
You sound like Grover, nigga.
Well, hey, that's what I need to do to get my point across, nigga.
Grover's
nigga, that's what I'm doing to get my point across, nigga. You ain't see niggas arguing with Grover? Why? Because that fucking voice... Boom.
I've never seen nobody argue with Grover. You right. I've never seen it. If y'all got footage of Grover arguing, let me know.
Send it to me.
What kind of name is Grover? No, shout out to Grover Washington Jr.
Facts.
Shout out. Yeah, I was getting ready to diss the
right,
name
yeah, you definitely was. Yeah. But you caught yourself, so it don't matter. It's all good.
Yeah, shout out to Grover Washington Jr. My bad. Okay, Grover.
No, but for me, man.
Ladies, would you fucking nigga name Grover?
They would and they do. I went to high school with a set of twins.
Named Grover?
One's name was Fred, and the brother's name was Grover.
What y'all call? I can't call, if you my man, your name is Grover, I can't call you Grover. Like,
you gotta
call
find
you
a nickname. Grove.
Yeah, that's Grove, man.
That sound like a street, nigga.
So, like, that's, I'm a, hey, man, me and Grove over here.
I'm just calling nigga G. Hey,
G?
I can't call you Grove.
But. I like Grove. Grove is cool. Okay. I would name my son Grover and just call him Grove. Right. Why don't I just name him Grove?
Well, that's what I was just about to say.
What am I talking about?
Just name him Grove.
I just did a whole soliloquy about Grover.
But I just assume, like, whenever I was dealing with women, I would assume that they had other dudes that they was dealing with anyway. And you made a point about a mind state that actually ties into a mind state that I had. Is like, if I'm out here doing what I'm doing, I can't be mad at you for being out here doing what
you're
doing.
It's that simple. But also, here's my thing. It's all about tact. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, okay, let's take a scenario, Lou. Take a scenario. You and a chick just dating.
Yep.
y'all just fucking.
Yep.
Or y'all just dating and this is y'all having sex.
Yep.
You go over her house, you hit, you know, then you gotta take your piss after that. After you take while you taking your piss, you look in the trash can, she forgot something. There's a condom wrap in there.
Okay.
It's not you. How you feeling when you come back, and what's your next move going forward?
That's what we doing. We fucking niggas throwing the condom wrap in the trash bag.
That is what they do.
I wouldn't.
But that's happened.
I wouldn't necessarily get upset, but I think it's fair to have a conversation about.
You think it's fair to have a conversation?
I think it's fair to have a conversation.
I can respect that. You know I do saying? Too. I think it's fair.
And I don't think you need. I don't think it's something that you need to get mad at her about. But I think it's fair to have a conversation, just so one that we're a choice that we made earlier. You can make a choice to see if you still want to pursue or yes. still want to continue having
right.
sex with that young lady.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
she's well within her rights.
She's well within her rights.
She's like, well within her rights.
Like I don't, it's cool that you was you know that you banging on. Do, but I need to also make sure that I'm looking out for my safety as well, because I don't know if he's.
And it sounds like she was. Now let's.
We're just
playing
in
the scenario. In that scenario, she is looking out for your safety.
Yeah.
There's a condom in there.
Yeah. All
right.
Of course.
Now let's go. Let's take a step further. Right. So what? How would you, as a man, and let's talk to these young brothers. How would you have that conversation?
I think for me, man, it's just saying like, hey. You know, I understand that you and I are both single. We're out here doing what we're doing. You know, obviously you and I have been, you know, intimate several times, multiple times, however long it's been. I see that, you know, you're also... One, I want to know, like, hey, how many other...
You're going to ask that? If you're going to ask... here's the thing.
Maybe not how many other...
Here's the thing. I don't ask, but fellas, if you want to know, if you feel like you can handle that... If you feel like you can handle that, if you feel like you asked that question, you feel like you can handle that, nigga, ask.
Maybe not how
and
many.
You don't have to tell, ladies. I'm just saying this. You can ask. Within your right to
maybe
ask
Maybe not
that.
How many others, but how often are you having
I would ask
sex
how
outside?
Many.
Yeah.
I would ask how many. You're not. Here's why. It's hard because it sounds intrusive.
Yeah.
And here's my thing. Ladies, we ain't asking your body count. But if you sleeping if you sleeping with me, I do need to know how many other niggas
Absolutely.
You sleeping with. If you're saying I'm getting sex from three other guys and I know I'm in a rotation of four, I may not want to do that.
Right. Cause like on the
Or fellas, if you want to pursue, better make sure you got what you need.
Absolutely.
Always come prepared.
1,000%. So, yes, I think it's fair to be able to have that conversation. And one, like you said, don't be intrusive, but just be honest and straight up. And hopefully he'll be honest and straight up with you. So just so that you both are making the right decisions for yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Yes, obviously she made a great decision and she used the condom with the other cat. But still, as you continue to move forward, man, you know, I think it just kind of prevents a lot of things that could happen down the line. If you don't have the conversation, it can just kind of, figure out what time each other is on. So
I agree. I think that, where it reverts back to is, again, you're dating multiple people.
Yeah.
That is the way you're supposed to date.
Absolutely.
That is the way, in my opinion, that is dating. Dating multiple people is dating. That is, in my opinion, that's what it is. If you are telling somebody or you out here and you're dating, that means that you may have a date on Monday, you may have another date on Wednesday, you may have another date on Friday, you may have another date on Sunday. It is what it is.
Yeah.
May the best man or may the best woman win. That is dating.
Agreed.
But here's the thing. We don't have to let each other know that you're in an open competition.
Nah.
That's the issue. You don't have to let motherfuckers know they're in a competition.
Right.
When you with that person, make that person feel like you're with that person.
Yes.
You don't be present with that person. If you're dating, here's the pros and cons of dating. The pros is you're exploring your options.
Yes.
The cons is, let's say you're dating three people. You're in bed with that person that night.
Yes.
That other person may have sent a text, a call, or something like that. You're not available.
I'm not available.
Now what? All right? That person may not say they're getting mad, but guess what? If I call you at 11:30, I'm drunk, you don't answer, I'm sure you were asleep.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure you were asleep. And you might really be. But if you weren't asleep.
Right.
That's the pros and cons.
Yes.
Because here's the, you gotta be present.
Yes.
Because you can't answer that call.
You can't.
If you're dating and you fucking somebody, and maybe somebody you like wanna talk, you can't answer the phone.
Can't.
You can't answer, and if you do, you a bad motherfucker.
Can't, yes. I mean, I'm definitely, I was the type of person, like, if I'm out with you, like, I'm rarely on my, I'm only on my phone if I need to be on my phone. And what I mean by need to be on my phone is, like, if I'm telling you something, and
I reference
like a funny joke or something, I'm like, oh, let me show you this clip. Or if it's something like, hey, I need to find directions to the next destination that we're going to. That's what I mean.
Now, but how hard is it to be present? Right? When you know, like, think about it, fellas. Let's say you got a roster. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, let's have a talk, players. Y'all like being players? let me tell you what being a player. These new niggas don't understand. Players, you got a roster. 1, 2, 3. All right? You got a 1, you got a Michael Jordan, you got a Scottie Pippen, you got a Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
All right? Now, let's keep it a buck. Michael Jordan, you're out with Michael Jordan.
Yep.
But maybe Scottie Pippen might be upset that you're not getting the attention that they deserve. Maybe at that moment. And you got to figure out, well, how am I going to handle Scottie Pippen? That's dating. That shit ain't easy.
1,000%. It ain't.
How do you do that?
Shit,
how do you do that? Like, as a grown-ass man. That's what it, because see, here's the thing. You niggas want to be players that don't have the space and time for different women and don't want to admit it.
You don't have the space, time, or money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to be players? Say that again, Lou. You niggas want to be players. You ain't got space,
time, or money to be dating multiple women.
But complaining about women going out with you for fucking food. Yeah, because you feeding 3 bitches. That's why you ain't got no money, man. You feeding 3 women. That's why that's why you complaining with your third chick. That you can't, that's why you eating a salad with your third chick. Because you can't afford 3 women.
You can't afford.
You think you got it.
Yeah, you might.
These players all, you're not a player.
You might broke. Have aspirations of being a 3-woman nigga, but in reality, you're a 1-woman man.
You got your pockets say single.
Right.
One woman. That's the thing. Y'all go ahead fronting.
Your pockets say table for one.
Table, dog. You need, yeah, man, that's the problem. Ladies, that's why niggas is complaining about feeding y'all on dates. Because they dating 3 women. We dating 3 women and we can't feed all 3 of y'all.
Right.
And that's why we be like, we ain't feeding these bitches because you can't afford it.
Because you can't feed these bitches.
Yeah, you can't. You ain't got $85 3 times a week, man.
Yeah, because if you stay in a city like LA,
think about that. You go on 3 dates a week for, let's say you go out to eat with 3 women in a week.
Yes,
nigga, and I'm saying $80 because like we just
that's being generous.
Let's go into a decent restaurant. Like now, when I say decent,
that's a decent restaurant without drinks, like alcoholic, like grown up beverages. Like that's a decent restaurant with like a Sprite. Two Sprites, please. That's what that is. My bad, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I had to get that off.
Okay. How much is going, and when I say going for, okay, when I say going to eat, I'm saying like, yo, you hungry, I'm hungry.
Yep.
We not going to dinner. We're just getting something to eat. Like, so like we might order, like you might order something, I'm gonna order something.
Yeah.
Like we go to like the food truck, the taco truck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like every Thursday, the food truck come down here.
Okay.
All right, so last week it was this lobster joint. Nice. All right, so let's say me and a young lady, so how much is three food truck dates? In a week.
I mean, shoot, if it's 2 of y'all at a food truck, I mean, you're at least spending 40, 45, I'll round it up to 50. You're at least spending $40 to $50.
For food.
And so what, that's $1.50 a week if you go?
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
If you go three times,
nigga,
so.
You don't have it to do. What? Who do you think you are?
Right.
That's the problem.
Who do you think you
who
are?
Who the fuck do you think you are? You're dating wrong, bro. You don't have $150 to take three women to three food trucks in
you
a week.
Don't.
That's why you complaining.
You don't.
About. That's why you complaining about food dates.
Right.
That's why you can't afford. You. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
My man, he getting mad. Talking about some, yeah, man, women using me for food. Because you trying to date four women and you don't have four women food truck date money.
Facts.
Four women food truck, let's say $50 a goddamn food truck. Nigga, that's $200 in a week. You don't, by woman four, you are tapped out,
you
homie.
You are tapped out,
homie. You're in the sharpshooter. Your fucking pockets are the sharpshooter. You bum. I'm sorry.
Damn. Well, let him
I'm
know.
Sorry,
you
my
really
man. You're not
feel.
A bum. But God, you are a bum, man. If you complain about me, oh, you don't go out for food. Shut up. You broke. You broke. I'm tired of hearing this shit, man.
Way to kick a man while he's down.
No, I'm not kicking my man. It's I'm the truth. You broke, man. And it's not like we ain't got to admit it.
Right.
By woman three in the week, you don't have.
Yeah, and it's okay if you broke.
It's good, bro.
Just don't be trying to date three
you
women.
You don't have it. Because think about it. Four women a week, four food trucks a week, $200 a week. Nigga, that's $800 a month. That's a bill.
Yes.
Nigga, what are you doing?
Yes.
You don't have it.
You don't.
You don't have
you
it.
You don't. And it's okay.
It's all right.
You just need to. You just
go
need to
get
be okay
something.
With
to,
that.
Yo, go get something to eat by yourself.
Yes.
Nigga, go downstairs. Go.
Yes.
Go next door. Nigga, go.
Yes. Eat before you see her. And
eat
just, and get her something.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And then you get something small.
Yeah. You. Get
I just
something.
Got some fries.
Yeah. I got some fries, man. Man, my stomach been hurting today, man.
I just got some fries.
I ain't been able to hold nothing down, but I want to try this out.
You want some of this?
Work.
That's what she going to say.
Right.
You want some? You hungry?
Oh, you don't have to do that. Are you sure? Oh. Yeah.
And then you eat all that shit.
Yeah, why don't you cut it in half?
Why don't you cut it in half? Jesus Christ, Luke G.
Hey, you gonna eat the rest of them fries?
Yo.
I thought you said his stomach was hurt.
But that's real shit
better.
Though, man. Fellas, I'ma go back on this though. Let's go back to fellas. I'ma do this though. Let's be real. So, fellas, women sometimes try to shame you and make you feel like you only have to date her. No, you don't. No, you don't.
You definitely
if you want to date multiple women,
you can.
You can do that.
And you should.
You should do that. That is dating. If she can do it, you can do it. Again, it's about respect. You don't have to be all in her face about who you dealing with.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Never forget, my man, this was years ago. This was in like 2011.
Okay.
We out, right? He out with a chick. I was living in New York. So this is 2010.
Oh shit. Okay.
Summertime, New York City. We about 23 years old.
Okay.
We double dating or whatever, right? So this motherfucker, he's dealing with, and you know, and puts her on speakerphone. She was like, "Oh, you on a date?" And he was like, "Yeah." And she was like, "Oh, all right, just as long as she know you coming home to me," and hangs up. Nigga ruined pussy for me that night.
Right.
Because her friend was mad.
Right, because he was disrespectful.
I mean, she looking at me like, Clint, you condone this? And I'm like, yeah, I did. I was 23.
Right, yeah. You
know, I thought that was cool.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I'm 35.
Yeah, oh, man.
I'm 34.
Man, he over there macking. Oh,
yeah, I'm like, yeah, this nigga's the man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, like, I really said that.
Right,
I'm like,
yeah.
Yo, he's the man. And the girl I was with was like, yo, you condone this fuck shit? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I thought, What's wrong with that?
Right.
Yo, that was the topic for like 4 hours, right? Bro, it was the worst shit.
Ooh.
Bro, she didn't want to talk. She stopped talking to me for that.
Damn.
Because of his dumb ass. And now that I'm 35, like, I understand.
Yeah, you think differently now. Yeah.
Man, that shit wasn't cool.
No.
Just hit silent.
Right. That's all you gotta
do. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah.
Hit silent. Turn your phone on silent. Nigga, go to the bathroom.
That's all. Yeah.
Go to the bathroom.
If anything, if you gotta stay connected.
If you feel like you gotta answer, like, it's because you know if it's sometimes it's gonna be some consequences, some repercussions.
Yes.
If you don't answer.
Yes.
You know you gotta answer. Step outside.
Yeah, or step outside.
Say it's work.
Yeah.
I never get a woman went out on a date with me. She told me it was work. She on the phone arguing. Like, with some nigga. She was on the phone arguing. Like, I never get. She's like, my bad, it's work. It was like 15 minutes went by. I just wanted to be nosy. She in there giving this nigga a new one. Like, how the fuck you gonna tell me that I'm selfish when I gave you opportunities, and now you mad? I'm like...
Damn. And you just stayed and waited for her?
I stayed, waited, we ate, and she paid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was when I was in my honest phase. I'm like, you're not about to argue. Come on.
Right, yeah.
You bring it on. I'm gonna tell you what you did wrong.
Right.
And then, man, we can enjoy the food because the shit was good.
Yeah.
But fuck you.
I'm going to enjoy it more, especially if I'm not paying for it.
She owed me some... No, she don't. Not now.
Nah,
but,
she don't.
At the time, I felt like she owed me some pussy.
For arguing?
Yeah, for arguing. She's married now.
Oh, man. Bitch. You owe me some... No.
I'm joking.
This kind of sounded like you...
Nah, that what we do. When was that shit? That was like... I was like 26 when she did that dumb shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She married to the nigga she was arguing with?
No, she married somebody else. She married a white man.
Okay.
Fuck her. Yeah, she's done. Once you marry a white man...
Okay.
I mean, like, I hope women feel the same way about black dudes. Look, say what you want. Y'all can be mad at me after this episode. But... That's how I feel, man. Like,
all right. Because,
like, there's women who... There's black women who literally say, like, you fucked a white woman. And he'll say, yeah. And she like, ew, he can't touch me.
Yeah, I know.
I know black women who say that. Like, yo, that. You fucked a white woman. Don't come near me.
Damn.
You're done, bro.
Dunzo.
Finished.
Dunzo. You're done, bro.
Uh-oh.
You're done. Uh-oh. SpaghettiOs.
All right, Lou. Today is February 7th, 2007.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing comedy for 15 years.
All right, now.
Doing comedy.
Congrats.
Did stand up for the very first time.
Yeah.
I was at the Laugh House in Philly. And 15 years to me is a milestone.
1,000%.
And I don't really be celebrating shit. And I'm not going to celebrate this. If you want to cash at me for being 15 years in, you know, hit the cash app. It's cash app Girls Dem Sugar. And just hit me with a cash app of $15 and say, keep going.
Keep going, Herb.
Keep going, Clint.
Keep going, Clint.
Anyway, if you want to. But if not, I don't care. All right. Oh, I'm high, nigga. I just fell on the jump. Every year I reflect. And I always ask myself, am I a better comedian this year than I was last year? And I feel like I am. And I feel like every year I keep progressing and I keep evolving, and I like the fact that I've grown as a man in this business.
Yeah.
I want to say to anybody out there who wants to pursue something, I started comedy because I was trying to impress Asia. And
that's right.
I'm doing comedy now because it makes me the fuck happy. It eases my soul when I see y'all laughing. It calms me down. Whatever I go through, I take it and I deliver it to y'all. But I do it funny. And it makes me happy, funny. Man. So, man, 15 years, man, Clint, I want to congratulate you, nigga.
Yeah, ain't no wrong with congratulating yourself.
Yes, I want to congratulate you, Clint, man. Because, man, you know, I really went through a lot. I slept outside and, you know, I went through, nigga, shit. I wasn't getting, nigga, DL wasn't paying me, nigga, like, y'all don't know, like, I had a hotel, like, it was, I went through it, so, I'm proud of myself, man.
I feel like you about to make us all tear up.
No, not, man, fuck all that punk ass shit.
Shit.
So, Lou, what did we learn today, man?
Man, shit. Hey, man, I learned that there are some women out here that are dating correctly.
That's right.
All right.
Shout out to my friend. I can't say who she is, man. She gonna laugh when she hear this shit. Wow. She knows about her. But I'm really happy for her, though. Like, this is like...
Shit, I'm happy for her, too.
I was happy. Like, she don't understand. I was so happy to hear how liberated, like, she felt. Like, she felt like she's dating with a weight lifted off her shoulder. Like, she's not dating to impress niggas. She's dating, like, to say, if you ain't eating pussy, don't come over.
Right. If you ain't eating pussy and cuddling after, don't come over.
I respect that.
Man, I do too.
I respect that.
Much love and respect to you.
Much love and respect, man.
Miss Lady, Miss Ma'am.
Tell them what you got going on right now, man.
Man, shit. Right now, what I got going on is on February 14th at the Hollywood Improv at 9:30 p.m., I'm going to be telling some jokes and making y'all laugh, and then I'm going to bring up my mans and them. The people's champ, Mr. Clint Coley.
Facts.
And he gonna bring it on home.
That's it.
That's what I got going on right now. That's so it. Bring your date, bring your boo, bring your Valentine.
Or you can bring yourself, because we got the wristbands.
Or bring yourself.
All right.
That's what I got going on.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's it. That's what I want y'all to take from this episode, man. Date correctly. Date the right way. Date to have fun. Stop doing all that extra shit. That's how you date.
That's how you date.
Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over. Wait, before it's over.
Okay.
These podcasts been lit.
Yes.
Like, these past few joints, like, share this, please.
Yes.
These podcasts, we've been in our bag, man.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
yo, man, these last few podcasts, man, yeah, man, tell it, share this, motherfucker.
Share.
All right.
Nah. All right. Nah.
This podcast is over. You wanna keep it real?
It can get lonely climbing Mount McKinley, so to entertain myself, I go to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, I can play hundreds of online casino-style games for free, like online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Plus, I get a daily login bonus. It's just too bad that up here, I don't have anyone to share my excitement with. Woohoo!
Live the Chumba life anytime, anywhere. Play for free now at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.